Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Have you found yourself with more ground to cover this spring? DuPont Pioneer has a great supply of corn, soybean, and sorghum seed to meet all your in-season needs, and they're locally tested to ensure success on your acres. Every Pioneer brand product contains a total package of proven traits and world-class genetics, and our unmatched network of local DuPont Pioneer field teams and Pioneer sales professionals are here to help you get the most out of every acre of your farm. Contact your local Pioneer sales professional today for localized solutions and the kind of tireless support you can depend upon.
What will tomorrow look like? Visit a modern Oklahoma farm and you'll see precision agriculture with GPS, unmanned aerial vehicles, no-tillage farming, improved livestock genetics, and a whole crop of young leaders eager to feed a hungry world. The next generation of young farmers and ranchers is working with Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help move agriculture forward. Check it out at okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
TPA, Trade Promotion Authority, moving right along in the Congress. On Wednesday, you had the Senate Finance Committee approving it. Now you've got the House Ways and Means Committee yesterday evening also approving it, 25-13, the vote. And it included a couple of amendments added on that had already passed the Senate Finance Committee that makes it easier to move the pieces of legislation forward. They should be considered on the floor of the House and the Senate the next couple of weeks. It's one of the 12 must-run marathons in the world, according to Runner's World magazine. We're talking about the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon, and it's a great opportunity to tell the great story of beef. Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council says they're doing just exactly that at the Expo in advance of the marathon, half marathon, 5K runs itself on Sunday, Friday, Saturday at the Expo, where the participants have to go to pick up their credentials to run.
They all have to come to the Expo to pick up their packets. So it provides us an excellent opportunity to reach out to them, provide them great information about beef, tell the story about beef's protein, which is obviously very essential to building the muscles that the runners need. What I love about it is that you meet people from all over the country, because marathons listed as one of the top marathons to do in your life. So it provides us, you know, excellent. I mean, we've talked to people from Maine, from New York City, from California that have come into the marathon. And when they see us there, the beef industry and the beef council, they're like, oh, you guys, you're the beef people. So tell us about it. And they're excited to kind of see that whole ranching side. They feel like they get to see the ranching side of it. We get to talk about how we raise beef. But at the same time, very importantly, we get to share that strong beef nutrition story with them. And we generally find it's just a perfect audience for us.
25,000 participants in the runs of this weekend for the Oklahoma City Marathon. And many of them, as they go in Saturday to pick up that packet so they can run, will be receiving a sample of beef jerky, courtesy of the Oklahoma Beef Council. Well, a bipartisan group of senators calling on USDA to increase sign-up efforts in the Conservation Reserve Program to keep enrollment near acreage caps established in the 2014 Farm Bill. CRP is a Farm Service Agency program created in 1985 that gives farmers a yearly payout, usually as part of a 10 to 15 year contract, if they agree to take certain environmentally sensitive land out of ag production. Enrollment in the program peaked at 37 million acres back in 2007, but has dropped to its current enrollment of 24 million acres and change. Nationwide CRP acreage cap for fiscal year 2015 is 26 million acres. So lawmakers hoping that there'll be some additional acres induced to come into the program. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Steffes Group is conducting a timed online auction for P&K equipment in Enid, Oklahoma. The closing date is May 5th, with a preview on May 4th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This huge online auction features tractors, combines, sprayers, mowers, balers, and much more. Get 10% off on all in-stock and stock-ordered parts on May 4th. P&K equipment is offering a JD financing rate of 3.9% on all purchased auction items to pre-qualified buyers. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on the P&K equipment online auction May 5th in Enid.
That's your farm news. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.